Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
All of us at Podcast One want to say thank you for listening to this show. We would also like to ask a small favor of you. It'll take less than 10 minutes, and if you're one of the first few people to fill out the survey, we'll give you something for your time. We would like you to complete a short survey for us to help make things better around here. Just go to listeningsurvey.com, and everything will be right there for you. That's listeningsurvey.com. The first 125 people to go and complete this survey will get a $10 gift certificate to restaurant.com, and there is a chance to win an additional $100 Amazon gift card. Filling out the survey will really help us out. Go to listeningsurvey.com, and thanks for listening.
And now, Sonny Carolla reads a tweet from James Woods.
Think it's safe to say that Chelsea Handler has sucked out way more than two things.
Now, back to the Adam Carolla Show.
I've never been prouder of the boy. I've never been prouder of myself. Putting the boy to work. I want to thank Tommy John. TommyJohn.com/Adam. We love them. And Geico. And Geico.com. And let's see. So, yeah, I had Kobe on the phone. The thing about him is, he's got a motor, and he's super focused, and so funny. Like, when you talk to these guys, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, are you working out? What are you doing to stay in shape? What are you eating? Are you thinking about another sport, golf, something like that? He's like, nah, I quit. When I stopped playing basketball, I just said, I'm going to sit around and get fat, but I did that for about a year, and now, you know, I started working out again.
Didn't get fat.
And I'm like, all right, how's that? And how's it going? It's like, oh, you know, I get up every morning at 4 and I work out.
Yeah.
Now he gets in his elevator and goes down to his gym.
He's retired, mind you.
4 o'clock. Four. Why go to bed if you're going to get up at 4? He gets up at 4 and he works out. And then he does like a half hour or an hour on the treadmill. And then, you know, he's done.
He goes back to sleep for 6 hours, I assume.
That's what I would do. I said, Kobe, I'm so ashamed to say this, but I just put off working out like throughout the day, like as long as I can. And at about 9 o'clock last night, I finally went to the gym. I was in my car in the parking lot screaming about the video. Having generic rock music in it with Matt D'Andrea for about an hour. And then I finally got out of the car and I got onto the treadmill. I was so agitated. And I got onto the treadmill and I took my earbuds and I put them in and I started like walking on the treadmill. I was going to get it up to a jog. And I was doing the thing with the phone where I was like, all right, let me hear my pod here. Not my podcast, but hear a podcast here. And I was like, President's like, not connected to your earbuds. And I was like, okay, hit the Bluetooth thing. Not connected. Like searching, like earbuds. My fucking car and my phone and the Bluetooth, it's always a goddamn disaster. And I'm like, go connect. Oh, I'm walking on the thing. It's like, oh, spinning around. No connection. Now I'm sitting there and I can kind of hear it through the speaker and the phone, but it's not going to the earbuds. Then I do this move where I take the earbud out. Well, I'll do that move. It's the millennial version of, I'm going to keep pushing this elevator button. Yeah. It's not doing anything, but I'm doing something. I'm going to keep pushing this button. I'm going to sit here at the crosswalk and keep pushing the change the don't walk thing. Yes, I'm going to keep. I'm going to take my earbuds. I'm going to pull them out of my ear, and I'm going to reboot my whole life. Oh, what is this, an earbud?
Oh,
I almost got my ear. Well, here we go.
Great idea.
Now I'll listen to a podcast. It's like, now reboot. I walked about a block and a half, and I was like, fuck it, I'm going home. And I just went home. I was like, I can't run on this treadmill for 20 minutes without anything. I got nothing. I got like a soccer game with no sound on it up on the fucking flat panel over there. And over here, Shark Tank. But again, no sound.
This is an interesting dichotomy. The guy who will take freezing cold showers, jump in a pool that's not heated in the winter, cannot walk on the treadmill if there's no sound.
I was agitated.
The wrong sound.
Right.
I was mad that I drove home from the marina the day before and couldn't get the fucking phone hooked up with the goddamn Bluetooth like in the car, which happens to me all the time, and that this thing wouldn't work. And I was just like, oh, fuck it. I'm in no mood. And I just went home.
All right. Sometimes you got to do it.
But I planked out. I went home and I planked out.
How long?
I did 4 1-minute sessions.
All right.
But the thing that's funny is that's when you put your elbows down and you get on the balls of your feet or your toes and you go flat and you go straight and you just kind of do the plank and, you know, hold it for a minute, take a minute off, hold it for a minute, take a minute off. Do it on, put the iPhone down in front of you. The stopwatch works fine. The problem with that is Phil, because Phil's witching hour is about 8 at night to about 10 at night. He'll sleep all day and do nothing all day, and then he'll do nothing all night. But there's a one, he has a little windows where he wants, there's trouble. And so, like, you're planking out. You're on your elbows, and you're on the carpet, and you're on the floor, and then he comes bounding in the room. He's like,
what's up? What's happening?
And he starts growling at you. Just growling. And then he does a weird nibble thing where he gets his big jowls on, and he starts nibbling. And then he starts barking in your face. When he barks, saliva like flies in your face. You're like, 18 more seconds to go, Phil. Get away from me. He's like, and he's like, gets in front of you, and then he goes in and starts. He can't be rough, but he nibbles. Yeah. Like, he starts nibbling, then he backs off again. He starts barking in your face again. And when you're planking, you're right in his goddamn face. So I planked.
Yeah.
I got that.
That's good.
But I couldn't connect with my earbuds or my AirBuds. But in sharp contrast, Kobe gets up at 4.
Yeah.
Why would you get up at 4?
So he's really well known for practicing what's called segmented sleep. So he sleeps for about 3 to 4 hours at a time. Wakes up, does an intense workout, and then possibly, you know, go back to sleep another 3 to 4 hours and just does a day like that. Like, The Rock is also well known for doing that
as well. I did read an article that this whole sleep cycle of 8 hours is fairly new, so that's the way we all used to be.
I do segmented sleep, too. About 8 hours at night, and then like a two-hour nap, and then siesta for about an hour and a half.
A sensible nap.
By the way, when you said the two things that this other article is about, pushing the elevator button, the door close button, and the crosswalk button, I just read an article that those are basically not connected to anything, and it's all because people need an illusion of control, or they go insane,
right.
But they don't do anything. You couldn't, the whole reason that you have to keep an elevator open a certain amount of seconds is an ADA rule for people with disabilities can't get over there that fast.
Mm-hmm.
They do not work. There's only one way to override it, and it's firemen have that. We don't have it. So have fun pushing those buttons, everybody.
Yeah, hey, Gimp, take the stairs, man. I'm going to rush to the penthouse.
That's what I was saying.
I asked Kobe, I said, well, tell me. That Gimp.
He's
different Gimp.
He's on a sleep cycle.
I said to Kobe.
Sure is. 24 off, one off.
I said, well, give me an example where it didn't work out.
Yeah.
He said, I got one.
Okay.
And here it is. I'll play it for you.
You know, when I was about 10 years old, 10, 11 years old, and I played in this league in Philadelphia called the Sunny Hill League, which is a very popular league. A lot of the great players came through there, Earl Monroe and so forth, Will Chamberlain. And so I played in this league, and for the entire summer, I scored 0 points.
Wow.
I mean, not a free throw, not a, like, a luck shot layup, man. I mean, nothing. 0 points all summer long. And I remember just feeling dejected. And my father had played in that league. My uncle played in that league. And they grew up through that league to become MVPs and some of the greatest players Philadelphia has ever seen in that league. And now here I come along scoring 0 points. And it was absolutely heartbreaking. I felt like I was an embarrassment to my family. And, you know, it was one of those moments, man, where it was like, okay, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? And I decided to dig deep, and I decided to play harder and work harder and get better and better and better. And by the time I was 13, I was the best player in the state.
Well, there you go.
There it is. He had to go back a few years.
Season in a league that his dad was dominant, his uncle and everything else, and he did not score a point.
I pray that there's someone from that league that still tells the story. I held Kobe to 0 points.
Yep.
Shut him down that day.
Mm-hmm.
10 years old.
Yeah. Well, not. I guess not only that day, that whole summer,
yeah, right.
that whole,
Shut
the whole league.
I'm a Kobe stopper.
So everybody, there you go. Even the great Kobe Bryant had a bad day and had to come back. And that feeling of going, that feeling of packing it in.
Yeah.
That was me on the treadmill last night. That was my earbuds don't work. I'm packing it in versus I was just humiliated and this is never going to happen again. Yeah. I'm going to outwork everybody. That's that thing. Obviously, he had that when he was 11.
Right.
And it showed later on in his pro career, for sure, his entire career.
Unless you think, oh, he's 11 years old, blah, blah, blah. He was in the NBA 7 years later. You know what I mean? Like, he was on his way. He had aspirations, I'm sure, at that point, at least dreams.
I talked to him.
Dad was Jelly Bean Bryant.
I talked to him about, I said to him, well, now how'd it go when he went to the pros? You know, here you are, 18 or 19. He said 17.
Yeah, that's right.
I said, oh, my God.
Drafted at 17.
I said, what is that? How was that? He said, I basically sat on the bench, you know, for the first year. And I said, and how was that? And he said, well, it was discouraging.
Well,
glad you asked. It's not as bad as generic rock playing when you're driving a 935, but I called back. I said, did you look back on that moment when you're 11, 12, and 13 and how you went from here to here? And he said, absolutely. And then he said something funny, which is, it had only been 5 years.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago.
Right. He said, and I looked back at that experience, and I remember when I scored no points, and I was very dejected, and I went, now I have to outwork everybody, and I'll get on top. And he was just sitting there on the bench at 17 or 18 with the Lakers as a rookie, and he went, I'll go back a few years. I'll remember this experience, and then I shall use it to my benefit now, which is why you need those experiences, everybody. If you don't have that experience,
then you're just good enough. You just make the cut.
We may not be talking about you right now.
Was LeBron drafted early, age-wise? Who was younger of the two?
They would have been within a year of each other.
I would have said Kobe at 17 doesn't get much younger than that.
Right.
But could have? Yeah, I don't
LeBron
know.
LeBron might have been 17 too.
Could have go for months and days. You know, they do the days after your 17th birthday. Go ahead, see who's
within a year of each other.
Who got drafted earlier, LeBron at a younger age, LeBron or Kobe? Oh, all right. And by the way, the Punies podcast is the name of the thing that he was plugging. It's Take a Knee. You can hear Kobe. That's this Monday. You can subscribe at podcast1.com/premium, but you can take a look at the Punies. Is it Punies podcast or is it the Punies podcast, Max Panna? You can check that out. But anyway, it's his. Thank you. No, then put that there next time, yeah?
Okay. That was shorthand for your, because you have the bio in front of you.
Don't ever, ever talk back.
Okay, but I don't have the, all right, but how do we, I have Michael Rappaport's bio.
Don't ever here. Take that tone.
What?
Help.
Well, Michael Rappaport's thing, I have a Castrol Edge in front of me. I got Vinny Tortorich's over here. I got a show rundown.
Oh.
Other side of Rappaport for some reason.
Oh, the other side
They're
of Rappaport.
Recycling.
Over here. All right, but
100%.
But the point is, just go ahead. Just write the word the. I like that you're yelling at everyone.
Recycling is good. Don't worry about recycling. Just cross, put a big X through Rappaport.
I like the recycling part. No, I'm down with the recycling part. It just put the word the in front of Punies, and then I'll look at my screen and do it. I won't have to necessarily find it here. Also,
copy that. Won't happen again.
Thank you. As it's apt to happen here sometimes, I can look at the screen and see Punies podcast, and I can look at the rundown sheet or at his bio and see the Punies podcast and not know who screwed up. So just in general, we'll just put the. Now, if it's a word like supercalifragilisticexpialidocious Punies podcast, then we can talk.
That would have been in there.
The supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
But if it's the, then we should go ahead and do that. I type slowly, and even I would commit to the three letters. All right.
Hey, do you remember a million years ago on the morning show when you had that bit to see who could get the biggest celebrity to call in?
August and September.
And remember when Kobe called in? I remember that episode.
We did a couple years. The first year, Big Tad won because he got Howard Stern to call in.
Oh, wow.
That was a big guess.
Who got Kobe to call in?
I don't remember that.
Or
you
either.
Called him Kobe.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, The Punies Podcast. It's a it's like a sports podcast for kids. All the lessons of sports for kids, and take a knee as well. All right. Castrol, that's what I'm going to say. Castrol Edge. Heat, friction, viscosity breakdown. Rob your engine of maximum performance. Friction results in a loss of up to 10%. Castrol Edge, engineered with fluid titanium technology, physically transforms to get stronger under pressure, helps fight friction and deliver maximum levels of performance for your car. Three times stronger.
Three times, fool.
That's right. Against viscosity breakdown and leading oils. Castrol Edge, unlock the true performance in your car's engine with Castrol Edge. All right, someone's going to shit on my point, and we'll just start at the top, take a couple of phone calls. Hey, Linda, the mayor.
Yes, hey.
Linda.
Hey there, Gorilla. Hey, never stop shitting on the Beastie Boys or Prince or U2. Bugga, 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 bugga.
Bugga, 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 bugga. Bugga, 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 bugga. Bugga, 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 bugga. Bugga, bugga, bugga. Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that. A while back, you were talking about when you come to a, an intersection there, you know, a four-way stop sign, and you do the thing, the point, the finger, the point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't approve of that. Don't you remember in Driver's Ed when they told you that the person on the right has the right of way when you come to the intersection at the same time? So when you do the finger, you're enabling these people. See, I keep them in my peripheral vision. I'm not going to have an interaction with a person at every single intersection and look at them and acknowledge them as a person. No, no. You keep them in your peripheral vision. If they don't move when it's their turn, boom, you go.
By the way, the part where you don't look at the other person in the car as a person is how the Holocaust began.
Yeah, that's first,
a very good point.
That's right.
Didn't make eye contact.
Mm-hmm. Then they started looking at the Jews as non-people.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, we had Auschwitz. So
no, that's quite a jump. You're not having an interaction.
It's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
Those four ways are very slippery.
It's a very anti-Semitic conversation.
It doesn't happen very often that I get to a four-way at the same time as everybody. But when it does, that's the
God's,
way to do
God's
it.
God's will.
But thank you. And I will say this. I don't know if anyone else has seen this. Maybe it's a happy coincidence. I've seen a few more people trickling through the red arrows that make no Ooh. Sense. Just a oh, few.
The
just
left
a,
turn arrows.
Yeah, the left turn Ooh. Arrows when the light's green and there's nobody around. Sometimes when the signal cycles, like when it's going to turn red, they just go, fuck it, I'm turning left like I would at a normal intersection. Seen a few people just drive through them. Maybe there's some trends starting.
Your reach is far and wide.
That would be nice. All right. There's Paxson, the Seattle fireman. Paxson?
Mr. Carolla, how goes it?
Good, man. Seattle fireman. That sounds like a good gig.
It's constantly raining. Do your job for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just got done with 21 night shifts on the Natchez fire in Northern California.
Oh, that's no good. Yeah.
God bless you, Paxson.
330 hours.
Oh, wow. Man. OT. Gouging the taxpayers. Love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just wanted to thank you guys for keeping me sane through all the long nights.
I thank you for listening. It strikes me that in Hollywood, like every 13 years, a firefighter, but a force firefighter movie comes out, like with Howie Long or whatever. It never really works out. It's like volcanoes. Mm-hmm. It seems like great. This is a great subject.
Inherent drama.
Yeah,
life
it's,
and
it's
death,
great. It never really works. It just doesn't work.
Yeah, never comes together.
I don't know why. The black gay kid struggling with his sexuality in Florida works better than
the backdraft.
The back. Well, that worked out. But like a volcano movie. Yeah, yeah. I don't know why. I don't know why. They've tried a few of these. Mm. They never.
It's really something you have to see in person to get the full experience of how intense it is.
Not only the heat, but the sound. Generic rock, guitars, clang,
loud.
Clearable rock. KTEL presents Clearable Rock.
So, Adam, you've been saying for a while now that there's no one under the age of 27 that's a hard worker, and I would like to come move down and prove you wrong.
Oh, yeah. You want a job over here?
By leaving your job as a firefighter, you've been proving him right.
Mm-hmm. Not very loyal.
Oh,
Paxton, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
As one who battles forest fires, I heard on another podcast, I forget which one, but that sometimes firefighters battling forest fires have to, this sounds bizarre, but kick burning animals back into the fire
what?
So they don't spread the
Brian!
Fire. Think about that. Paxton?
I personally haven't had to do it, but one of the guys I was working with, he said that there is a forest that they were in where there's tons of bunnies and they were just coming out on fire. So they were just using their tools to smack them 10 feet back into the fire.
Oh, I love it.
I got to get out of
here. Truly horrible.
Wow.
I have to go cry somewhere.
That's truly horrific.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing it up.
Burning squirrels.
Oh, I love it. Burning bunnies. God, what a sight. Now I want to make another movie.
How can we laugh when our elks are burning?
Hey, Paxton, are you coming out to the Moore Theater in a few days?
My mom has tickets, and I can skip out on going to the fire.
Please.
Oh, sweet.
Please, prioritize. That's right.
That square acre doesn't need you.
Thanks, Paxton. I appreciate it. We'll see you at the Moore Theater. Last but not least, Vince, 36, Sacramento. Vince?
Okay.
All right,
Vince?
Take a break.
No, not there. All right, fair enough. Let's take a...
Why don't we take a five-minute break?
Let's take a quick break. Come back to the news with Gina Grad.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gina Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gina Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
I'm going to kick off with some political news. Bob Woodward, that sounds familiar, Woodward
Hack.
Bernstein, been around for a few years, part of the reporting team that helped bring down Nixon, has a book coming out called Fear that creates a picture of the Trump presidency. It's based on interviews with those in the administration and others close to the White House. It's like a 450-page book. One of the stories is Trump's attorney staged a practice session for him to see if he would commit perjury if he was ever interviewed by special counsel Robert Mueller, if Trump would. According to the book, attorney John Dowd threw questions at Trump about Russia, and Trump stumbled, contradicted himself, lied, and then blew his lid for a 30-minute tirade about it. Another story, White House Chief of Staff John Kelly, this quote is really going around for a reason. This is what John Kelly is quoted as saying. Trump was unhinged, and he said, quote, "He's an idiot. It's pointless to try to convince him of anything. He's gone off the rails. We're in crazy town. I don't even know why any of us are here. This is the worst job I've ever had." No problem.
I miss that man. How many
they're
going to
move
books?
Some units of these books.
Man, there's been so many mm-hmm. books. I didn't know you could turn a book. Well, this one's a little while. Mm-hmm. There's been 85 books.
Yeah.
Just the
on
ones
Trump.
You've heard of.
There's been, yeah, right. Just the ones you heard. Pro-Trump, anti-Trump,
Omarosa,
anti-Hillary, like pro-Hillary. It's crazy.
Yeah.
In terms of his administration, well, you know, maybe if you're trying to come to this country and you're of a Hispanic nature or Muslim heritage, not a good thing. But for the publishing industry, a renaissance.
Yeah, yeah.
We're
a boon.
We're back, baby.
This stuff was all sort of dying off, and there's been more hard copy bound books mm-hmm. plugged and shilled.
Yeah.
Everybody has one.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Well, just think about it. How often do we, as just casual people doing what we do, hear about a big book being released? Not that often, but now it feels like every couple weeks
not
there's a big book.
Not since 50 Years Will Be Chicks or yeah. Shrinkage. Or
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah,
the titans of the publishing
right, sure.
industry.
What are the top...
Thank you for including my book in that.
What are the top 10 or 20 books, maybe Amazon, New York Times is now kind of cooking their algorithm a little bit, but Amazon will give you the
just what's sold,
who's
user,
moved the most,
yeah.
the most volume, yeah. The most. But
Chris, look at nonfiction.
You can look that up, or you can, but you can look up New York Times as well. I'm curious, like the top 10 or 20 books. 86% of them got to be Trump pro or yeah. con, or maybe a little Hillary Clinton right. mixed in there, but all on the subject of this election,
yep.
right?
Absolutely. And you're absolutely right. I mean, this is mainstream. We, like Brian said, we don't talk about books, but now that's all we talk about. And it's mainstream news. It's salacious. It's gossip.
Mm. So I can imagine Lisa Welchel.
Blair Warner.
Blair.
Yeah. Back to life.
She's probably been talking to her publisher about coming out with a tell-all book for like the last couple of years.
About Cloris Leachman.
Like, I finally put it together. Yeah. I want it to drop. And they're like, let's just sit on it till after the next cycle.
Yeah.
What's up there?
Well,
sorry.
Fear is the one I was just talking about. That's number one.
Seven highly effective people.
Seven habits. Is Stephen Covey?
Yep. Yeah. Unlimited memory.
A lot of self-help type stuff.
This one's Amazon. Amazon nonfiction.
Where
Find
are
your
all
passion.
The, where's all the Trump books?
And that's what? Not an Amazon crowd.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Well, maybe we'll try New York Times bestseller and see how that one works. All right.
Well, speaking of
Woodward and Bernstein going strong at this age.
Yeah, it's impressive. What was the movie?
All the President's
Men,
which I saw semi-recently for the first time.
I saw it once, yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you ever see it?
Probably, maybe I'm thinking of 3 Days of the Condor or something. Those movies are too slow for me now.
I was just going to say, it's a pacing issue.
It is slow by today's standards, for sure. Okay. It's about newspaper writers.
Unhinged, Omarosa's book, number 2. The Russia hoax, number 3. House of Trump, House of Putin, number 4. Factfulness, number 5. Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, number 6. Wow. Chapo Guide to Revolution, Sapiens, Dope Sick, so... They got the top spots.
Five of the top, ten are Trump or pro or against.
Yeah. Well, the New York Post reports that Kim Kardashian is going back to the well and seeking another pardon from President Trump for a nonviolent felon. This is her thing now. 8 years ago, police in Tennessee arrested Chris Young for possession of marijuana and half a gram of cocaine. The judge sentenced him to life behind bars without parole at a maximum security prison. The sentencing judge in Chris Young's case believes
we're looking
that
at
Kim's
picture.
Right.
Is he on the right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
It's Trump, Kim, and Chris Young.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
So this judge resigned in protest because the state laws required him to dole out this crazy sentence that he knew was unfair. And Kim said he's fighting alongside us to get Chris Young out. So this is, she's got a new platform.
We've constructed a weird society. You know, we have a society where, now look, I'm not saying Chris Young got jobbed like I got jobbed when... There was the no parking because a street sweeper between 10 a.m. and noon and then 11:45 with the wet tracks that had passed. And I was trying to pull my truck in to go to work. And the guy was yelling, "We're going to write you a ticket." And I kept saying, "It's for the street sweeper." And it already went past. And he's going, "You're getting a ticket anyway because it's before noon." Why do we impose weird rules upon ourselves? That's the weird part of life. Like we do this. These minimums. Well, that one is for that. But this costs us money. You know, we have to have standard federal guidelines for sentencing. And all this, like, why? I don't know. Why can't we have a judge? He's called a judge. Or she's called a judge. So they must have good judgment. Why can't they go, what do you got? Well, I got a half gram of
Coke
and a little weed. All right. What else? Anything?
No.
Any violence? Well, we don't know. I mean, we don't know what else
you
have in your...
Well, that's what they put them away for, but yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes little things you need to know about when you hear about things like, well, for the same sentence, black guys get a longer sentence than white guys. You go, for the same crime, you go, well, that's racist. Mm-hmm. But as it turns out, there's a longer rap sheet on the black man's side, and they factor that in.
Or which, third strike rule.
Which is, okay, I'll buy that. So, well, I don't know what else this guy did, but I'll let the judge, with their wisdom, go, all right, the pot, half gram, what else in the past? Mm-hmm. A couple of jaywalking tickets and a DUI 7 years ago. Right. It doesn't make sense to have you not paying taxes and eating our food for free and assigning guys that are getting a high hourly wage to follow you around and keep an eye on you and stuff like that. So let's have you go by the freeway and pick up garbage. Well, let's do that.
Sounds right.
Let's do that. Let's go. Let's clear some weeds by the side of the highway there. Pull that up. Or, hey, remember those guys fighting fires over there?
Kick some bunnies back into the forest.
Hey, you still got your sickle? Take that and let's clear some brush. Yeah. That's fuel for the fire. Like, I'm the judge. Yeah. I want to make decide. Sense. I don't want to charge the taxpayer $60,000 a year for this. I'll have you guys clear some brush.
Yeah, I think from what I heard on the radio, he was 20 when he got sentenced, and he's been in there for 10 years.
Jesus Christ.
And also, I don't know a lot about the subject, but it does come up sometimes when you think, who would want this? And, you know, is it money related? Private prisons, man. What's up with that? They need to keep prisons full in order to work. So how much of that does that have to do with? I don't know.
Big seed oil and private prisons. Yeah, that's what we're learning about. Does
Free
this
labor.
Guy have priors or raps or whatever? Did he break in his ex-wife's house and take a dump in the basement? Like what? Yeah. If anything.
Is his name Zeus?
I'm curious, but let's get him out of there.
Yeah.
I agree with Kim.
Yeah, thanks, Kim.
Mm-hmm.
And one more government-related story, because the video is just too good. TMZ reports that...
What do you think he'd do with this deal? He's been in for 10 years, yeah. right? Mm-hmm. I want everyone to write down this number. Okay. He's a man of color. Mm. He's been in for a decade, so he's probably settled into a little bit of a groove. I don't know that he's enjoying himself, but it's like one of those jobs you don't like. 10 years in, you know where the mop is. You know how it works. Yep. You got a little routine. Don't say anything. Dawson, I need you included in this. You too, Max Panna. Here's a proposition Kim Kardashian makes. I can talk to Trump and get you freed by this weekend. Or... you can bang me for one night.
Oh, wow.
But I need you in X amount longer. Mm-hmm. He's been away from women for 10 years.
Yeah. Young, virile.
And, you know, the brothers love the Kardashians. They probably have it on the prison set. Now, if you said, well, bang Kim Kardashian, I'll stay one more day.
Yeah, exactly.
That's too easy. And if you said 5 years, you're going, he's probably looking to get out. I'm curious what...
What's the number?
I want to know what that number is. All right? I'm going
to
write
the number you'd accept to bank Kim Kardashian.
I got it.
It's the number he would accept. Yeah. The number we would go...
He'd find that sweet spot.
Yeah.
For the G spot.
That's right.
Okay.
I'm writing down a number. Now, here are the rules. Dawson, you're not allowed to brag and high five to everyone in cell block 9.
Oh, I gotta change my number because that was part of my
number.
Argument.
Change your number.
You're a celebrity at that point.
You bang her and it's right back to your old life.
Okay.
No, my number will stay the same.
Mine's changed.
I include Dawson in all these because he always gives an insane answer. A million years. No, there's no charging people a carton of cigarettes to smell your fingers or any of that. All right? Any of the stuff that all rushes to mind. Okay. This is...
It changed my number significantly.
Not significantly, but I did have to change it.
Glad you had to modify. So it's just right back for another...
Quiet time.
Quietly. Okay. All right. Shall I go first?
You can do a read. You can go first.
I'll do Tommy John. Yeah, okay. Thank you. Tommy John. They don't give an F. They give three Fs. Fabric. Fit. And function. Proprietary fabrics perform like nothing you've ever worn before. No wedgie guarantee. Comfortable stay-put waistbands. Luxurious soft featherlight moisture wicking. Breathable fabric designed to move with you. No bunching or riding up. I am wearing my Tommy Johns right now, as I always do. If you do not love your first pair, you get a full refund. But look, that'd be like saying... Hey, if you go see The Godfather 2 and you don't like it, we'll give you your ticket money back. But
never
you'd
happened.
Be a liar. Yeah. You'd be a liar if you said that's impossible. Because I got the best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee, including new women's underwear. Sold out in just 6 weeks, now back and fully in stock. Tommy John, no adjustment needed. Dawson?
Hurry to TommyJohn.com/Adam for 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/Adam for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/Adam.
All right, I'll go first. Why don't we go in order of height, Max Panna? What do you got?
Fire him. Look, the difference between
well, it's 30- not necessarily if you or him. It's just him.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
One year. 30 to 31. He's not missing much.
Oh my god.
1 year. Okay.
Yeah, and he'd be able to keep himself busy for a year.
Dawson?
We're not going by height then, right?
No.
Okay.
I think I got about an inch on Dawson.
I say 3 months, you're out by Christmas.
Okay. I like that your timing, pacing holidays over there.
That's important.
What do you got?
I originally had 6 months because he could revel in, you know, like you said, talk about it. Mm-hmm. He'd be the belle of the ball. If he can't tell anyone, I don't think he can last longer than 4 months. I'm going 4 months.
Wow.
He's been in for 10 years.
Yeah, but
you know?
He's being told you could be out by the weekend. Too tempting.
I got it. Brian?
Before the information that he could not share, I had 2.5 years.
Damn, Brian.
Kim Kardashian is a huge hot celebrity, especially among a certain demographic, and that would make him a celebrity, the king of the prison.
However,
not being able to tell anyone, 1.5 years. He would take an extra 1.5 years for Kim Kardashian.
It's hard to argue against any of these numbers, but sounds 1.5 years is a long, it's a long time. Here's what I did. I got to 1 year and went, who knows adding 1 year onto this sentence? That's a long time. Then I went back down to 6 months and I went, I think they could do that, stand on their head. I just went at 7 months. That was my number. I got a little bit over 6 months.
But keep in mind, he's staring down the barrel of a life sentence. It could be like, hey, man, for just 1.5 years or 2 years, whatever it is, you can have sex with Kim Kardashian and get out. Be like, done.
Having watched the amount
of who looks like one, who looks like Kim Kardashian, and get out this weekend.
She might be in the next cell. And having watched as many prison shows as I have, they want out.
Are we talking sex tape Kim Kardashian or Kim Kardashian now?
Well, he only knows. Yeah,
I just I have
2008.
I have her now,
and
he can't brag.
After you get released, can you talk about it?
Or do you have to keep it quiet forever? You can't. I mean, you could tell your friends.
She'll deny it.
I don't know. There's like tabloids you can talk to. There is a certain amount of personal momentum you would have after banging Kim Kardashian that could lead you to really ace your next job interview. You know what I mean? Like that thing you feel. Yeah, that thing you feel about yourself after you bang a hot chick.
Sure.
That okay, even Mr. if you Smith, can't brag about it.
Tell me about a time you overcame some adversity.
Well.
Have you ever made a tough decision?
So now what were all our numbers? Because I'm curious what the average is. We got a lot of range here. We got 1.5 years.
Yeah.
Kaylin says 1 year as well.
Okay.
So me and Kaylin are 1 year. Dawson's 3 months. Too.
3 months.
I'm 4 months.
No more than 3 months. Mm-hmm.
You're what?
4 months.
4 months. 7 months. I think I may be a man of the people of my 7 months. I think that may have pulled us, maybe averaging somewhere around that. All right.
Well done.
Good to know. And important work. Yeah. And necessary.
Important.
All right. Where were we?
So TMZ reports that Senator Marco Rubio and InfoWars host Alex Jones got in each other's faces outside a Senate hearing. I got some video coming up for you. The exchange went down Wednesday morning after Rubio exited a Senate Intelligence Committee about social media. And Jones is pissed about being censored on social media. So he decided to upstage Rubio in front of the reporters. I have two clips. Here's how the meat of the exchange went down. When Rubio's trying to talk to the press and Alex keeps butting in.
Is that a heckler or a
price
gaggle?
Look at this guy. He's saying that I don't exist.
You're not familiar with
I just don't know who you are, man. I don't know your website.
Sure. And they demonize me in these very hearings. And then he plays dumb.
Here's the question.
Infowars.com, you know what it is.
Oh, well. Does Google, does Facebook, does
that's why you didn't get elected.
Need to be regulated like what? Do they need to be regulated?
Marco Rubio and the snake. Little frat boy here.
All right, man.
Yeah. Glad
who are you?
Yeah, sure.
Glad we're here.
You better hope you're going to be platforming. Tens of millions of views.
InfoWars.
Bigger than Rush Limbaugh.
Here's where they turn up
the heat. He knows who InfoWars is. Playing this joke over here. That's why the deplatforming didn't work.
Don't touch me again, man. I'm asking you not to touch me.
Well, sure, I just patted you nicely.
I know, but I don't want to be.
You want me to get arrested?
I don't know who you are.
It's not just going to take my First Amendment. It's not just enough to take my First Amendment. Oh, he'll beat me up.
Did you?
I didn't say that.
I know I am, but he's so mad. You're not going to silence me.
And then he says, you're not going to silence America.
He's a professional wrestler.
Oh, 100%. He's a character.
What is all right. So all I hear is he denies Sandy Hook, right? Is that him?
That's Alex Jones.
That's one of the things he's known
what's
for.
Crisis actors. Does he have anything that's sensible?
He claims
you know, when you if you use an avocado and you're only going to eat half of it, leave the pit in the other half and put that. Because it'll last longer with the pit.
That's one of his platforms.
Yeah. Is that one of them? Because I could be swayed if there's some super pragmatic side of him as well.
He's only known for the sensational stuff, the controversial stuff, not the practical stuff.
Yeah, like you know, when you're using some cream in your coffee and you're down to just a little bit at the end of the you get the good glass bottle with the whole cream in it.
Yeah.
Dump a little hot coffee in it, swish it around, and then dump that into your coffee. Get every last drop of that cream out of that.
You do watch InfoWars.
If that's part of his platform, then I could somewhat agree with some of the stuff. But if it's all just denial of school shootings.
Life hack wars.
They're pretty outrageous. I'm looking for something somewhat reasonable.
Well, while you do that, here's the very tail end last exchange as Marco taps out of this conversation. Very mature on everybody's
part.
Poor Rubio. I'm sorry. I got to go to the committee. Exactly. You guys can talk to this clown.
Oh, yeah. Looks a little frat boy. So cool. Back to your bathhouse.
Bathhouse?
Some bathhouse rumors.
Frat boys hanging out in bathhouses.
So how much of an early release would you want from a life sentence if you had to have sex with Alex Jones to get out?
Oh, wow.
Mm.
That was your key out, was having sex with Alex Jones.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Oh man.
Mm.
Well, at least if you had sex with him and he told everyone, no one would believe him.
It's true.
So you got that going for you.
We used to do a kind of spin that wheel, which is like the half the wheel. Brian, you tell me who your favorite celebrity crush is.
Carson Palmer.
Carson Palmer. And the other one is Alex Jones. And you've got to, no, Natalie Portman.
Alyssa Milano from my youth.
All right, Alyssa Milano when she was 14. Now.
I was 12.
I get you, so it's all above the board. What I'm saying is, I think we used to do this on K-Rock a million years ago. Would you split it down the middle? And most people go, no, because there's a 50-50 chance it could land on Alex Jones and not Alyssa Milano. And then you go, all right, what if we did like a 70-30? Like it was just a piece of that pie was just Alex Jones. Because you're never going to get another shot at Alyssa Milano. And also, at a point, if his pie gets small enough, you could argue it's kind of God's will.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's
force majeure that you have sex with him. You know what I mean? It's in the cards. You would have had it anyway.
Yeah, that's good. I mean? Yeah. We should bring that back.
Most people don't do the 50-50 spin, but they will do it once it starts getting into the 65-75 zone. Because, you have to picture you're at a casino and you kind of picture that wheel with just one quarter of that pie is Alex Jones and the rest is all Alyssa Milano.
All John Hamm.
Forget the phrase. What's your risk comfort level, basically? Mm-hmm. Is it 30% chance? 15%? Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, that's what you're comfortable with.
We have a wheel here. Well, we can alter it a little bit.
We can do that. I could also work with one of those insurance companies that underwrites the blue line hockey goal into the mouse hole thing where they put the plywood in front of the goal and the guy chick in her in her tennis shoes gets out there and on a piece of AstroTurf and like hits it from the blue line and if it goes into the 4-inch wide thing she wins $1 million. But companies insure that.
Mm, yep. They underwrite it.
You would pay them $50,000. And you'd go like, wow, that's a lot of money. But you can't afford $1 million.
Yeah.
And you're basically saying, I'll give you 50 to spin the Alex Jones wheel. But if it lands on Alex Jones, you got to suck him off. You know? I mean, maybe it's 35K. I don't know. I'd have to contact the company.
Whatever the number is.
Well, then you got to see about, do you want to pay that company? And then obviously, as the pie gets a little smaller, the price goes down. But as it gets a little bigger, the price goes up for insurance.
Oh, man.
RJ's next segment got a lot more interesting.
Parlay. So what else, Chris, do you have any other things you want to rattle off?
This guy's just well known for, the Sandy Hook thing, 9/11 is an inside job. There's weather weapons saying the president has access to weapons that are capable of creating tornadoes and things like that.
You can see clouds.
Lizard people.
Oh, that, okay.
Is there something that's turning us all gay, like some sort of gay bomb or something?
Yeah, that's one of his greatest hits.
That's true, by the way.
Now, Spike Jones said that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers blew up all the levees in New Orleans and flooded the black people. Spike Lee.
Jones.
Sorry, Spike Jones.
I remember him getting
guy.
In on that conversation.
Too many spikes. Spike Lee said that. He landed on his feet. Like, no one went, he's insane. He just went like,
okay.
Probably not. But it's weird, right? Ed Asner believes that 9/11's a hoax or inside job. There's some of those guys floating around, kind of mainstream guys, are into that.
The president of the United States thinks the last president was born in Nigeria or the hell he
was
born.
Although,
or maybe he doesn't.
That was floated initially by Hillary's camp.
Mm.
if you look into that story, that
so they're all dirtbags.
That was Hillary's side floating that initially. They were created that story. Well, you got to understand, she didn't want him to win anymore, and he wanted her to win, or vice versa, whatever it was. It's the same thing with John McCain. Like, everyone who was calling him a racist and a scumbag 10 years ago is now at his funeral going, he was a great man and a hero.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend. You know, everybody now claims him.
If you look into that birther thing, look into the origin of the birther thing, I think you'll find it was on the Hillary side.
I mean, so now, just like Alex Jones.
You still got to be crazy to go along with it, so Trump still got that. But the origin.
Interesting.
She avoids that, but that's where it started.
She should probably back away from that.
Everyone should. All right. At this point, I think we should only have people that were born outside of this country, right? It should be exclusively people that are born in the Netherlands. Yeah. I don't want anyone who's here. They're all corrupt and ruined.
Elon and the guy that worked on your door handle.
That's right. That's right.
They can run this
country. Oh, boy. I outfitted every one of my door handles. You know what? I made the proclamation this morning before I left. I said, Rob, one of your tasks at my home today, remove all of the nail polish that I desecrated the top of my door handles with. Scrape it all off. I now have my new system to let me know when the door is locked and unlocked.
And by your logic, you're going to go home to all red door handles.
I shall buy you guys a little bit of time, and I'll tell you about Geico. Everyone's got the to-do list. How about you add, save hundreds of dollars to your car insurance? And you don't have to drop anything off or pick anything up. Just go to geico.com. In 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on your auto insurance. Take that extra money, put it in your pocket. It'll be the most rewarding thing you do all day at Geico. Geico.com. 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on your car insurance. All right. Did we get any clarity on that story? Did you find anything, Max Panna?
Brian just sent me a link from Snopes, which is a very reliable source, that it is false that Hillary Clinton or members of her presidential campaign started the birther movement.
All right. Now keep looking.
And you'll find the
name of the guy.
Oh, yeah. It dates back to 2004, apparently. First guy floated the theory. Andy Martin?
I guess. I don't know who he was working for or what he was doing at the time. The question is where, who was paying him, or who was he employed by, or what was he doing?
Follow the money.
But you can look it up.
Yeah, it's lengthy, so I'm just
I'll give you a minute.
All right. Well, while you're doing that, Kevin Spacey, Steven Seagal, and Anthony Anderson won't face charges for alleged sexual assaults. For Spacey and Seagal, the L.A. County D.A. declined to file charges because both of their cases took place in the early 90s. That's beyond our statute of limitations. Spacey's still under investigation for a new sexual assault case in L.A., according to TMZ. Anthony Anderson, meanwhile, was accused of assaulting a woman earlier this year, but TMZ says the DA's office rejected the case Friday, deciding not to charge him with anything because the woman refused to cooperate and there wasn't enough evidence to go forward. And the Blackish star, Anthony Anderson, denied the claim anyway. So that's where we are in LA.
I didn't even hear
anyway.
Anything about him.
I did.
You did?
Yeah. I mean, I saw it on Twitter, but not a lot of headlines and news stories. A lot of people commenting on it on Twitter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did not hear about that one.
Yeah.
All right. What else you got?
So, big quarantine problem on a plane. A plane from Dubai has been quarantined to New York after about 100 people on board, including passengers and some crew, reported unknown illness, according to CNN. Apparently, people complained of coughing and fevers. This is on the Emirates airline flight. At least 10 of the sick passengers were dispatched to Jamaica Hospital in Queens. 8 others were treated at the airport. Most of the passengers went on their way and continued on before noon on Wednesday, but here's a little glimpse inside the plane when you were trying to get off and you've been quarantined for God knows how long.
Yeah.
Take it like long either, but we still need you out of the aisles. And no baggage in the aisles. Folks, move the bags out of the aisles. Please.
It seems fun.
The plane must smell great.
being sick and being told you can't get off the plane.
Kind of surprised this stuff doesn't happen more often with all the travel. And you think about all the stuff in other places and all the shots you're supposed to get. And you just go back and you go like, well, the indigenous Indians of this country were not ready for the diseases that the Europeans brought here, and it decimated the whatever. There's always a version of that. There's like an animal kingdom version of that. There's a people version of that. Mm-hmm. I feel like it should happen more than it actually does.
And speaking of that, there was a report that came out yesterday. We could do a little whip around if you want. Do you know what they've decided is the most filthy, disgusting thing on an airplane or airport that you could possibly come into contact with?
Well, it is a... The reason this stuff always drives me nuts is it'll turn out that it's the weird little switch lever that holds the tray in the back of the seat in front of you. And you could deliver that to every human being on the planet, and every human being on the planet would still open the bathroom door with their sleeve and would happily just put their fingers on that and turn that thing, because we are wired that way, which drives me nuts, which is, if that's the dirtiest thing on the planet, then use your sleeve.
Wipe it down.
To open that. I don't know. Have you ever seen a surgeon use a sleeve? Like, hey, no rubber gloves for me. I got long sleeve shirt on.
Protective coating.
Hand me that scalpel. I'll use my sleeve.
But this is something you do not have a choice. You have to use.
On a plane.
I'll give you a big hint. It's not on the plane. It's in the airport.
Oh, and you have to.
You have to. It's not a choice.
Oh, so something with security.
And it'll make sense when the answer is revealed.
Let's see. Security seems like something you have to use, but I'm thinking, like, what do you touch? Oh,
well, think outside the box and say your own baggage handle.
The
existential, but no. Oh,
the bag, the tray, that goes through.
Ding,
the
ding,
security,
ding, ding, ding. The bins, because of all the crap that you're rolling your suitcase through and you're putting your shoes in there. And
so look,
there it is.
You would never. So if you're happy to touch those bins, and nobody, I've never seen anyone use their sleeve or their knee to move the bins along. I've seen many people open the bathroom door with their foot. Well, if that's much dirtier than the bathroom floor, then whatever you're engaging in doesn't make sense.
Yep.
Yes?
All exactly.
Right. All right. Let's bring it on.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news. Eat 8 blocks of cheese a day.
Gina Grad.
That was the news with Gina Grad.
All right. I don't know who Andy Martin, though, is. He's credited for the birth
Illinois political candidate. So he's the one that started talking about Obama being Muslim. And then from there, it just built from other conservative columnists. And then a Clinton campaign strategist, Mark Penn, proposed that Obama was attacking the basis of his lack of American roots. So
they did get in on that at some point.
It all just built from Andy Martin's initial thing.
All right, but whoever on Clinton, whatever, grabbed onto it, that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
all right, anyway, so everyone does it. I mean, it's like they'll do anything.
Yeah,
anyone will do anything. They want to win. That's all.
Yep.
They'll do anything. That's the whole part about, like, whenever someone goes like, Trump Jr. met with this Russian Brit, said she had a bunch of dirt on. Yeah, everyone would meet with everybody who says they have something on somebody. It's a system that turns everyone into bad people. It's basically like the IRS. It makes everybody go, I'm going to claim that my kid's room is my home office, because I want to write off my home office. And you'll go, you don't do any work out of your kid's room. It's like, I don't care. I will deduct everything. I will claim everything. I don't look at you as, immoral for doing that. But I'm saying it just almost forces you. If not, you just become Bernie Sanders and you go, listen, I'm not going to get down in the mud with these people and forget about emails. Let's move on here. Let's go. And then you become Bernie Sanders and then you get chewed up by the machine and spat out. That's how it works.
It's like insider trading.
Yeah.
Like Martha.
Can I say this? I was watching my favorite show, Hard Knocks, last night. It starts off
like out of nowhere.
Linebacker. You know, all these 26-year-old black guys with their insider training and trading in the NFL, like, huh? And then it's like, that's something I did 4 years ago and I regret it. And then they moved right on. What is that story, Max Zapata?
Never heard that.
I never heard it. They cut him immediately?
It was Michael Kendricks from the Browns.
I do enjoy, here's how the league works. Like, Ray Rice, what did you do? Threw a haymaker, my old lady, and knocked her out in a casino elevator. All right. What'd you do?
Suspension.
I got some information about a pharmaceutical company and sold stock prematurely. You're out.
You gotta go.
You got a 2-game suspension, but one of them's a bye week. Yeah. So
you think about what you did.
You think about what you did. Like, okay.
Pretty gross.
What happened? I love that show, but they could have dedicated 20 seconds to what happened instead of just he's out.
Yeah, it was like very open and shut.
And it's
it was just shut.
It's one of those cases where you don't need Kim Kardashian to talk to Trump about pardoning a lot of these fellas for this kind of insider trading. Although it is kind of refreshing, young black man getting involved with insider trading.
I heard Kim already took up his cause. She's visiting it right now.
What do you got, Max Banner?
He made about $1.2 million in profit and then gave the guy tickets to the games.
That cad.
But I don't know. Is
$10,000.
Huh?
And $10,000.
Like an insider tip or something?
Yeah.
But
what, it just, and that we cut you? I mean, don't you have to be convicted of something? Or I mean, you don't have to be convicted of anything, but I just mean, it's a weird crime to cut someone immediately for.
He was indicted. That's why, that was what they were saying on the episode.
Oh. And
yeah,
was he a good player? I just feel like a lot of, when you're good, sometimes people figure out a way to keep you around. You know what I mean?
And the guy who he was giving the kickbacks to left the bank and became a writer for the ABC series Blackish.
Aha!
Range.
Yeah. That starred Anthony. Yeah. All right.
Career statistics. I've heard his name before this year, so he's at least a notable player.
How are those stats looking for you?
It's hard to tell. Is he going to jail? 14 sacks and...
Didn't he play for the Eagles? Like, he won a Super Bowl, I think.
Oh, is that the guy who won the Super Bowl and went and played him in the preseason the week before?
Yep, started in the Super Bowl.
Wow.
He's a notable player.
Oh, okay.
He's
good. Huh. Well, anyway, Hard Knocks training camp, guys, give me another 30 seconds or a little epilogue or something. What happened with that dude? Because I'm still curious. Is he going to jail? Is he in jail? They filmed the thing a few weeks or last week or whatever, right?
I guess he has to stand trial now. He's indicted.
All right.
Or cut a deal.
Yeah.
That's a good question for Garagus.
All right. Let me tell you about Castrol Edge. Heat, friction, viscosity breakdown robs your engine of maximum performance. Friction results in loss of performance up to 10%. Castrol Edge, engineered with fluid titanium technology, physically transforms to be stronger under pressure. Helps fight friction and deliver maximum levels of performance for your car. Three times,
fool!
Stronger against viscosity breakdown than leading oils, Castrol Edge. Unlock the true performance in your car's engine. All right. I want to thank Vinny Tortorich for coming out today. You should check out his vitamins and his coffee and all his good stuff. Hit his website up at vinnytortorich.com. We love seeing your success stories. You can see us in Seattle and Phoenix and Anaheim. Go to Chassis and check that out over Pluto TV for free. We got our own channel over there, Chassis. Lots of content. David Koechner, finally, tomorrow. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Vinny Tortorich and Gina Grad and Paul Ryan. Say it. Mahalo.
He's an idiot. It's pointless to try to convince him of anything. He's gone off the rails. We're in crazy town. I don't even know why any of us are here. This is the worst job I've ever had.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. Leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. Come out and see us at the Moor in Seattle on September 13th. And for tickets and info on everything, visit adamcarolla.com.